Hello sir, good evening sir. Chandran from RV Institute of Management. Yeah,
good evening sir.
Sir, can I speak? Sir?
Yeah.
We have Dr. Gajendra Singh, Principal RV College of Nursing. And today he'll be briefing us regarding the snake bite. Generally, snake bite is slightly frightening for some. Some people are more courageous. Today, let us know what things are happening and how we should be cautious and what are the first aid precautionary measure. So we have Gajendra, Dr. Gajendra Singh. Sir, welcome to the show, sir.
Welcome, sir. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Sir, the snake deaths are more shock than a sting. Is it true, sir?
Of course, sir. In India, we have different species of snakes, wherein very few are highly toxic.
Okay.
And its venom impacts on our physiology rapidly and may lead to death. Not okay. All snakes, sir. Very few okay. Species of snakes like cobra, king cobra.
Okay.
And also in India, due to snake bites, as per World Health Organization reports, 58,000 people are dying every year. This okay. is a, okay. I would like to say this is a kind of neglected tragedy.
Okay.
And we people should know how to live with snakes.
Oh, okay, sir. Okay.
That's very important. That's also created by the nature and that has its liberties to survive in the nature, but we have to learn how best we could able to live in an environment where there are snakes.
Okay.
Adopting safety precautions and keeping away the snake bites, preventive strategies has to be adopted. Suppose any person victimized by snake bite
okay.
should know, the community should know, the bystanders or the community should know how best they could able to resuscitate them
okay.
in a condition of snake bite. Here the major concern is we have to give first aid, sir. On the spot we have to give first aid and we must resuscitate his life
okay.
until we take him to the medical custody or else in institutional care.
Okay, sir, but when you're talking about first aid, many of them are not aware about this first aid. Can you tell me what is the first aid? Suppose there's a sting in the hand. So what should be done immediately, sir?
Yeah. As and when a person has victimized by snake bite, he need not to get panic, sir.
Okay, they should be courageous. They should be
courageous. Okay. And courageous. And he did not run, walk.
Okay.
He has to be calm.
Okay.
And if possible, we need to apply pressure immobilization bandage with
okay.
splint.
Okay.
So that we can reduce the flow spread of venom through lymph and circulatory load.
Okay.
And also, if possible, we have to keep that bite site or the area wash with soap and water.
Okay.
And also we must make him to take rest.
Okay.
And also we have to assess the signs and symptoms of the snake
okay.
bite, like usually pinpricks will be there.
Okay.
Distinct pinpricks or else is there any bleed.
Okay.
And also we have to assess is that victim is finding difficulty in breathing.
Okay.
Is there any such things like unable to see the
okay.
visual loss, sudden visual loss.
Okay.
Or else drooping of eyelids. Okay. That is that's what I wanted to say. Drooping of eyelids. Then is there any saliva? Drooping of saliva.
Okay.
From mouth. All these things has to be identified and instantly we need to give a call to the ambulance that
okay.
is 108
okay.
so that we can keep him under medical custody. Till such time we need to keep the patient not to get panic
okay.
and also we need not to usually there are some practices like sucking that biting site and trying to extract the venom. That must not be done. Never ever should not make any attempts to suck, because even it spreads to the person who is trying to extract the poison.
So instead of one victim, we will find there will be two victims. Also.
Yeah. We are multiplying the victims. Victims.
Okay. So this is as the thing what to be done or the till the doctor arrives. But instant, sir, suppose a person is walking in a forest or is walking near home, sudden there is a snake bite in the foot or in the hand. Immediately, should they tie any rope or anything? Because generally people advise you to tie the rope or a string or a handkerchief above the affected area.
Yeah, this is a very good question, sir, you have posed. Actually, in fact, we need not to put tourniquet.
Okay.
Because it impedes the blood circulation.
Okay.
Snake bites on the surface, sir, usually surface area.
Okay.
And there will be peripheral circulation will be there, circulation.
Okay.
So it has to mix up with lymph, then lymph has to carry the venom to the heart and then it spreads.
Okay. So that means there is a quite long time
to that happen. Like it takes 2 to 3, 4, that depends upon the severity of the venom.
Okay.
See, in cobra, the venom toxicity is different, in other snakes it is different. That depends upon the severity of the venom, toxicity of the venom.
Okay.
So here tourniquet must not be applied.
Okay.
There is a strategy, Australian strategy, that is what you say, the pressure immobilization. Pressure immobilization methodology has to be used as and when we are bandaging.
Okay.
And we should not impede the circulation of blood and lymph.
Okay.
We have
okay.
to see that there must be circulation as well as the lymph must not be totally seized, the circulation must not be seized. In such a way, we have to put the elastic bandage, a kind of elastic bandage has to be used and put immobilized with a splint, sir. That area, bitten area has to be immobilized by using splint and pressure bandage.
Okay, sir, pressure in the sense when you are applying a pressure, the bandage, the blood flow will be slowly retarded. Is it like that intention?
No, sir. This is a wrong concept. What I wanted to say is, as and when a snake bites, sir, it will not mix up with the blood. It will mix up with the lymph. Lymph has to carry. Lymph has to carry. Then subsequently it mix up with the blood, sir.
Okay, sir, but no, you told the bandage, sir, how it should be applied, sir. Suppose there's a cloth, 1 meter of cloth, so what should we do with that one, sir?
As and when we are thinking of first aid, we may not be able to get
bandage
proper
will not be immediately available sometimes.
Yeah, gauze are available, whatever is available.
Okay,
it
sir.
Must not be too tight, sir. That's what I'm telling. It should not impede the circulation.
Okay. So the good blood flow should be there.
Yeah, good blood flow must be there, sir. See, immediately it will not mix up with the blood, the venom, and it will not spread. It has to pass through the link and then mix up with the circulatory load through heart, that is pumping organs.
Okay.
So there will be time. Here people, what that does, they will both the sides, upper side and lower side of the bite, they will put tight tourniquet and impede the circulation.
Okay, that
and
is the thing people do like that.
Yeah, it leads to necrosis.
Okay.
And also due to venom, what happens, there will be severe inflammatory reaction takes place in that region and swelling and edema happens.
Instantly,
we have to remove the ornaments, if there is any such ornaments that we have to remove, sir.
Okay. So that means that tying should be avoided and it takes certain amount of time. Little localized bandage can be applied.
Yeah, localized with mild pressure, sir. Too much pressure must not be applied.
Okay, so that is the first step they will do, then immediately rush to the hospital.
Yes.
And as you told, sir, most of the time it may not be a poisonous snake.
Yeah.
In case if it's a poisonous snake, the next doctor will make the thing to be done.
Doctor will decide what type of venom and what type of anti-venom has to be given.
So if the casualty is able to speak, definitely doctor will inquire what type of snake did he see. Suppose the patient is unconscious, then how to communicate, sir? What is the method?
Sir, in such a case, there will be laboratory methods to find out, sir. Okay, like, sir. Suppose if there is cobra bite, the venom toxicity will be very severe and we could able to see patient will be very much dyspneic and drooling of saliva, unconscious,
okay,
and may lead to sometimes anaphylactic shock.
Okay.
Based on the clinical symptomatology, they will decide.
So, the doctor will decide based on the condition of
What type of ASV has to be given, anti-snake venom has to be given.
So that means there is anti-snake venom different for different type of snakes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And sir, any idea, sir, well, like almost all hospitals, they have like this one emergency will be kept. Will it be available? Should we take it from the medical shop or the doctor will immediately prescribe?
No, sir, this is a government supply, sir. In each and every PHC's, taluk hospital,
okay,
health centers, it is abundantly available, sir.
Okay. There is, so it is always available.
Yeah, good supply is there, sir, from the government. This is emergency drug, so there is supply. Only
okay.
thing is we have to take that victim from the place of bite to the medical custody, sir.
Okay, so that
we
means
have to
reaching,
take it. That's very important.
Reaching to the hospital without any losing of courage, little cautious, and reach him to the hospital.
And maintaining normal parameters, normal vital parameters of life has to be maintained, and we have to hand over the victim to the medical custody. Okay. They will take care.
Okay, sir, and you use the word that Australian. So, that is the method that is generally adopted, sir?
Yes, sir. That is the advanced method which we are adopting. But
what?
Many people are not aware, sir.
So, what do you call that method, sir? Australian?
Australian pressure immobilization technology, sir.
Okay. So, that is because those of them listening, so if they can Google and find this, they will be listening.
Yeah. There are so many videos, sir, related to this type of splint and pressure bandages.
Okay. And then what is a general advice, sir, for what happens is, see, whether men or women, both get panic in this case. But sometimes what happens is, women may find it difficult to reach or to inform. Can they, or men or women, whoever it is, can they scream and shout for help so that someone comes to the rescue?
Yeah, sure, sir. Irrespective of gender.
Okay.
We have to seek help from general public, and even the general public must be aware. That's what nowadays emergency medicines, even in medical colleges, nursing colleges, everywhere we are making awareness programs in community.
If people are aware, community
is aware of rescuing snake bite victims. We can save lots of lives.
Definitely, sir. As you put across, sir, the community, the society, they should know that. Reach the patient to the hospital immediately. Call ambulance 108 or to the nearest doctor. In case of nearest doctor, any medical help, whoever is nearest, then mobilize, see that they are transferred to the hospital, because sometimes we'll have clinics nearby.
Yes, sir.
Whether some medical help has to be sought immediately, or the ideal thing, as you mentioned, sir, call 108 ambulance. In India, in Bangalore, you can call 108 ambulance. Definitely the helpline.
Yeah, instantly the ambulance will come and pick
definitely,
the patient.
Definitely, sir. We have seen many of the like 5 minutes, the ambulance is reachable.
We can save a life, sir.
Yes, and last one point, sir. Should we give with this coffee, tea, after that, should we give or we should not give anything, sir?
We should not give anything, sir, because here the snake venom is a neurotoxic, sir.
Okay.
Neurotoxic, and it affects on muscles, sir.
Okay.
Usually in cobra bite, what happens, because of respiratory muscles failure and diaphragmatic diaphragm is a muscular organ, it fails to function. Because of respiratory arrest, majority of the snake bite patients will die. Moreover, the swallowing is a process which involves nerves and muscles. The patient may not able to swallow, as and when you are feeding something, may not able to swallow, and the patient may get into asphyxia, and further
yes.
The respiratory complications may aggravate. Better not to give any such things orally, sir.
Okay, so not to give any food or any water or anything. Immediately rush to the hospital with that. I think that is a good message that you have given the society or the people.
Eyewitness, sir, in snake bite, what happens? This eyewitness, as and when there is a cobra bite, what happens? The drooling of saliva. Why drooling of saliva? Because he is unable to swallow.
Okay.
Because of muscular failure, it happens, sir. So, if you are feeding something orally, then again it aggravates the condition.
Yes, yes. So, instead of making it better, we are worsening the situation. So, that was a very nice note, sir, from you. So, this is a part of the National Management Week that we are celebrating this year. And today morning we had a medical camp and awareness program on this also in Lal Bagh, sir. So a lot number of gardeners are there surrounding Lal Bagh.
We are ready to join hands with you, sir, being RV, College of Nursing.
Definitely, sir. We would like to take this forward also. We will go to gardeners. Then we'll meet all the people who are working in the lawn and the golf club. So these are the places where we can have a general awareness for them. And thank you very much, sir, for extending the support.
From
all of us from RV Institute of the Management, we thank you for joining for today's show. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
That was Dr. Gajendra Singh, Principal, RV College of Nursing, who just gave us a brief about what are the precautions or the first aid to be taken in case of a snake bite. I hope this program was very interesting, and please check all the internet website. You'll get the further information, and let us be more aware about this, so that it becomes a responsibility to be a good citizen and also responsible to citizen. Let us know a little bit of first aid, what is to be given. I hope in case we come across such instances, we know now, or we are better prepared to act to that. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks.